Carnation Evaporated Milk presents A Star. Hope Emerson on Stars Over Hollywood.
Who was it said the course of true love never did run smooth? Shakespeare, I guess. Well, whoever it was, let's hope for just this once that he was wrong.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you transcribed Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name from motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as Edmund Gwenn, Joan Crawford, Vincent Price. Today's star, Hope Emerson, one of America's most beloved character actresses, will soon be seen with Bob Hope in the Paramount picture, Casanova's Big Night. Today's story, Miss Nettie, is brought to you from Hollywood by Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good, whole, country-fresh cow's milk concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water. Nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. She's going to give us all the facts about a delicious one-dish dinner developed by Betty Crocker of General Mills. And now, Act One of Miss Nettie, starring Hope Emerson in the title role. Curtain going up. For a good many years, Nettie Jones has been housekeeper in the Patterson home. But long ago, she became more than just a servant. When Diana was born, a little over 18 years ago, she became nursemaid, friend, and confidant. When Diana's mother was taken away, her kindly influence became the force that made the house a real home for James Patterson and his daughter. Today is just another ordinary day for Nettie. The head of the house is having his solitary lunch in the dining room, while she busies herself in the kitchen.
Coming, Mr. Patterson. Yes, sir.
Nettie, this cream tuna is delicious. Is there plenty more?
Yes, sir. I'll bring it right away.
By the way, Nettie, did Diana say why she wouldn't be home this noon?
Why, no, she didn't. Just called and said she wouldn't be back for lunch.
Oh?
I figured she and that young man had some special place they wanted to go.
Young man?
Yeah. He picked her up quite early this morning and...
What young man, Nettie?
Jimmy Ellis. He's a real nice boy. And
what? She went out with Jimmy Ellis?
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't have let her go, Nettie. Jimmy Ellis isn't the sort of person I want her going around with. I won't have it.
Well, I can't see anything wrong with Jimmy. He's real nice and has fine manners and he does look so good in his uniform.
Uniform? What uniform?
Oh, I guess you haven't seen him for quite a while. He's in the Air Force, you know. Had his training, and almost any time now, he's being sent off to Korea or someplace.
I see. Well, at least that'll keep him away from Diana, and in the meantime, she'll get interested in someone else.
I don't know, Mr. Patterson. None of my business, but by the way they both looked this morning, I'd say she's pretty interested in him.
Oh? We'll see about that. I'll have a talk with Diana at dinner tonight, and we'll stop this Jimmy Ellis business once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Well... I'll get your cream tuna.
No, never mind. I seem to have lost my appetite. When Diana comes home, tell her not to go out again before dinner. Say it's very important.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I'll tell her, Mr. Patterson.
What?
Oh. I was
making so much noise, I didn't hear you come in, honey.
Nettie, I've got a surprise. A big surprise.
You have? Well, suppose you tell me about it.
I won't tell you. I'll show you. Look.
Why, you've got a new ring.
Not just a ring, Nettie. Don't you know what it is?
I guess I do, Diana. It's a wedding ring.
That's right. Oh, it's wonderful. I'm not Diana Patterson anymore. I'm...
Mrs. Jimmy Ellis.
Yes. We were married this noon, right at 12 o'clock, in that beautiful little chapel down on... Well, aren't you happy about it, too, Nettie?
Yes, honey, I'm happy, but I'm afraid there's somebody who isn't going to be.
Why? What do you mean?
Your daddy says he told you he didn't want you going around with Jimmy.
Oh, Daddy's an old bear. But when he gets used to it, he won't mind.
But don't you think you could have waited a while, straightened things out with your daddy first?
He couldn't wait. Jimmy's got his orders. He's being shipped out to camp in 3 days, and from there he'll probably go straight overseas.
So, that's the reason for the hurry.
Yes. At least we can be together for a few days before he goes. Don't you think that's right, Nettie?
If you two love each other that much, I'm sure it's right. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have a lot of trouble about it.
Now, Nettie, stop worrying. Oh, Jimmy waited out in the porch while I told you. I want him to come in so you can congratulate us. All right?
Yes. All right, honey.
I'll be right back. Jimmy, come on in and see Nettie.
Did you tell her, Diana?
Of course I told her. And Nettie says that if two people love each other as much as we do, it's all right. Nettie, meet my husband, Mr. Jimmy Ellis.
Say, don't forget. It's not Mr., it's Lieutenant.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Nettie.
And congratulations. I'm very happy for you. But I'm afraid that's not quite enough.
What? Why not? Oh, you're talking about Daddy, aren't you?
Yes. Jimmy, I don't know whether you knew it or not, but Diana's father didn't want her to keep company with you. Do you know any reason why?
Any reason? No, not really.
I'm glad you said it that way. Now, maybe we can get somewhere. I'd just like to know why.
But there isn't any reason, Eddie. Daddy just gets some strange
Wait
ideas.
Wait a minute, Diana. Yes, there is sort of a reason, Nettie. You see, Mr. Patterson doesn't like my dad.
Oh? Why not?
I don't know. I wish I did. I guess my dad does, too.
Has your father ever done anything bad to Diana's father?
Not that I know of. Well, they were good friends when they went to college together. And I can't imagine my dad doing anything bad to anybody. I just hope I can always be as good as he is.
Yes. Well... We'll see if we can't get this thing all straightened out. Maybe we can when you and your daddy have dinner together tonight, Diana.
Oh, I can't be here for dinner, Nettie. We promised to have dinner with Jimmy's folks tonight. You see, they don't even know yet, and...
You won't be here for dinner?
No, I can't.
It might make things much easier.
Nettie, couldn't you sort of break the news to Daddy? You could tell him about it and how happy we are, and then when I get home...
All right, honey. I'll do what I can. But when you come home, I think you'd better be ready for an explosion.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Patterson? I was just getting the dinner finished. I thought you might be home earlier.
I know. I intended to be. Sorry to be late. I was held up at the office. Hasn't Diana started eating yet?
Diana isn't here.
Isn't here? But I gave you explicit instructions to see that she was here for dinner.
I think it might be better if you sit down.
Sit down? Why?
Because I have something to tell you.
About Diana? What is it, Nettie? Where's Diana?
She's having dinner with Jimmy Ellis and his folks.
What? Oh, no, that can't be true.
It is.
But... Why would you do a thing like that? I told you how I felt about her going around with Jimmy Ellis, Nettie. I told you.
I know, but I couldn't do very much about it. You see, Diana and Jimmy were married this noon.
Now, just a minute. Is this some kind of joke you and Diana are trying to play on me?
No, not a joke. It's true.
Well, I won't stand for it. I won't stand by and see her marrying that boy.
I guess it's a little too late for that. They're already married. And if my opinion means anything, I think he's a fine young man.
Fine young man. And I trusted you.
Just what have you got against Jimmy?
Against him? Nothing, but his family, they're nobodies.
Well, maybe they're not rich as far as money goes,
But Jimmy's father's a good man.
Good man. He's...
You went to college with him, didn't you? Were you good friends then?
Why, yes, I suppose so, but well, that was a long time ago. College friendships don't mean a thing.
No. No, I guess not. I know it's not my place to ask this, but what made you turn against Mr. Ellis?
Why, nothing. He just never turned out to be anybody, that's all.
I see. Yeah, I was just wondering.
Well, you can stop wondering. Now call the Ellises and tell Diana to come home at once. It's not too late to put a stop to this thing.
All right. I'll call Diana, and I'll tell her to come home. But I'm afraid you're forgetting about something that's pretty important in this world. Something called love. Real love like Diana and Jimmy have. I just hope you won't spoil that.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Miss Nettie, starring Hope Emerson, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's meet our advisor on foods and cooking, Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake. Mary, I don't know when we've had so much interest and excitement over a recipe than since you first mentioned Dutch pantry pie. Tell us about it again.
Well, first of all, it's an economical one-dish dinner developed by my good friend Betty Crocker of General Mills and made more delicious with Carnation evaporated milk. This Dutch pantry pie is a complete meat-hearty meal for six people. And it's made with four famous products from your pantry shelf.
Well, that sounds convenient. Tell us what they are.
All right. The outside of this appetizing pie is an extra flaky crust that won't get soggy. And it's made with dependable gold metal, America's favorite flour, and Wesson oil, the shortening that pours. Inside the pie are morsels of pure pork spam, savory and satisfying in a creamy, smooth cheese sauce that's sure to be a success every time. And, of course, that's because you use wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. That's the milk that gives Dutch pantry pie its extra tasty, failure-proof cheese sauce.
Well, now, Mary, how about telling our listeners where they can find this exciting recipe?
This Dutch pantry pie, developed by Betty Crocker of General Mills, appears in the March 15th issue of Life magazine and in 26 other leading magazines as well. Your grocer also has this special recipe on display. So help yourself to a free Dutch pantry pie recipe and treat your family to this delicious one-dish dinner tonight.
And remember to get plenty of Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, to make that dinner a sure success. We return now to the second act of Miss Nettie, starring Hope Emerson in the title role. Nettie Jones, housekeeper extraordinary and homemaker for James Patterson and his daughter Diana, has been faced with domestic problems for years, but none quite as difficult as this one. Diana has been secretly married to young Lieutenant Jimmy Ellis, and her father has vowed to put a stop to the marriage before it's hardly begun. An hour later, in the Patterson home...
Pardon me, Mr. Patterson, but I don't think pacing back and forth will do any good. Diana said she'd be home in just a few minutes.
It's been more than a few minutes. It's over an hour. If she isn't here soon, I'll go over there and...
That's probably Diana now. I'll get it.
Well, it's about time.
I'm sorry, Nettie. I forgot my key in all the excitement. Come on in, Jimmy.
Your father's been waiting for you, Diana.
Oh, is everything all right?
No, it isn't. I think you'd better prepare yourself for the worst. Come on in, Jimmy.
Thanks.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, does it take this long to get over here from the Ellis house, Diana?
We hadn't finished our dinner. We couldn't just get up and walk out.
We?
Yes. Jimmy's here with me.
Hello, Mr. Patterson.
Diana, I'm sorry you brought Jimmy along. I want to talk to you, alone.
But, Daddy, Jimmy's my husband. He has a right to hear whatever you have to say.
Perhaps you and I had better go to your room and talk.
Oh, that won't be necessary, I've got an errand to do anyway. I'll see you in a few minutes, darling.
All right, dear, but don't be long.
I won't.
Now, sit down, Diana.
Yes, Dad.
You too, Nettie.
Yes.
Now, a mistake has been made, and the only thing to do is to correct it.
Just, what do you mean by that?
I've thought this thing out very carefully, and I'm expecting you both to cooperate. Tomorrow, I'm starting proceedings to annul this marriage.
But, Daddy, you can't do that. I love Jimmy.
From this minute on, you're not to see Jimmy Ellis at any time. You've been married only a few hours. The annulment won't be difficult.
Are you quite sure you want to do this?
Definitely. And you, Nettie, you're to see that my orders are carried out.
Yes, sir.
When Jimmy comes back, tell him that Diana doesn't wish to see him. She's staying here with us tonight.
Daddy, you can't do this. You don't understand.
I understand that after a time, you'll see how foolish you've been.
But I won't.
That's enough. I'm depending on you both to follow up my orders implicitly. Do you understand?
Yes.
I'm going to my room. Diana, you'd better go to yours. Nettie will take care of Jimmy when he comes back. I'll see you at breakfast, Diana. And I know you'll be thinking straight. Good night.
Nettie, I love him so.
I know, honey, I know.
Daddy acts as though I'm still a baby. He doesn't give me a chance to think for myself.
Well, I guess he hasn't been quite as close to you as I've been, Diana. He just doesn't understand.
I know what I'll do.
You do? What?
I'll go with Jimmy anyway, tonight. I'll never come back. Daddy can't stop it.
Now, just a minute, honey. I know how you feel, but I'm afraid that wouldn't solve a thing.
Why not?
Well, you love Jimmy. I know you do. But you love your daddy, too.
I don't. When he acts like this.
I know. I understand. But this is no time to be hasty. There has to be some other way.
I suppose you're right, Nettie. But what way?
I haven't quite figured out yet. Now, you better go to bed and get some sleep.
I couldn't sleep, Nettie. Not when everything's wrong.
Sometimes things seem so wrong. And then all of a sudden they come out all right. Here, come here and sit down on the couch beside me. That's right. Put your head on my shoulder if you want to.
Oh, Mary, I'm so miserable.
Remember when you were a little girl and things used to go wrong? You couldn't go to sleep at night.
You used to tell me a story.
That's right.
But that was different. I'm not little anymore.
No, you've grown up now. But it isn't so different. Because something's gone wrong again. Just be quiet, child. That's right.
Oh, that's Jimmy.
Yes. Now you run along to bed.
But I want to see him.
Do you want to see him for a moment tonight or for always?
Oh, for always. Of course you know that.
Certainly you do. So we'll see what we can do about it. Go on to bed, and I'll see you in the morning, honey.
Oh, Nettie, please do something. I don't know what you can do, but...
I'll try.
I know you will. Good night.
Oh, Jimmy.
Hi, Nettie. Is Diana ready?
No, not just yet. See, first I have a little something I want you to do for me. Will you wait while I get my hat and coat?
But where are we going?
I'd like you to take me over to your house for a few minutes. I just want to speak to your father.
All right, Penny. Jimmy's gone. We're alone. Now, what's on your mind?
Mr. Ellis, how do you feel about Jimmy and Diana being married?
Why, I think it's wonderful. Now, they're a couple of fine kids. You know how I must feel about Jimmy, and I'm very fond of Diana.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Did you know that Mr. Patterson is against it?
Well, no. But I might have expected that he would be.
He says he's going to have the marriage annulled, Mr. Ellis.
No, but he can't do that. Those kids love each other. They're both old enough to be married.
Of course they are. And I guess that brings us right down to the big question, Mr. Ellis. Mr. Patterson seems to have a big feud on with you. It isn't Jimmy. It's you.
Yes. Yes, I guess that's right.
Do you mind telling me why he dislikes you so much?
No. No, I don't mind telling you, Nettie, though I don't see what good it'll do now.
It might.
Well, it was a girl, Nettie. A girl Jim and I were both courting when we were in college and after.
Oh? Well, that does cause trouble sometimes, but...
Jim Patterson was determined he was going to marry this girl. And so was I. Well, one of us had to win. And, that girl is Jimmy's mother.
I see. And that's what caused all the trouble.
Mm-hmm. From the day our engagement was announced, Jim Patterson never spoke to me again.
Yes. Well, I suppose it takes some people a long time to swallow their pride, Mr. Ellis. But when that's all that's needed to make two people happy...
Well, I appreciate what you're trying to do, Nettie, but Someone has carried a grudge that long,
Then it's about time to drop it. I'm glad you told me, Mr. Ellis. I don't know whether I can do anything or not, but I've got an idea, and I'm sure going to try. Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Good morning, Nettie.
Good morning, Mr. Patterson. Thought I heard you come in. Here's your cereal. I'll pour the coffee.
Thanks. Diana hasn't been in for her breakfast yet?
No, sir. Not yet.
That's strange. She's usually in early.
Mr. Patterson, I wonder if you could refresh my memory on something.
Well, I'll try. What is it?
I'm trying to remember a name, and somehow it escapes me. Goes way back when I first went to work for you.
But, Nettie, that was over 19 years ago. I probably can't remember myself.
I think you remember this one. He was a young man who used to come and see you right after you were married.
Oh? Well, that's pretty vague.
Seems like you and this young man had both wanted to marry Mrs. Patterson.
Oh, you mean Frank Larkin?
Yes, yes, that's the name. Whatever happened to him, Mr. Patterson?
Oh, he's around, quite a big shot now. Made a lot of money. I see him quite often.
Seems like he got married, too, and had a son about Diana's age.
Yes, yes, fine boy. But
Well, now, I was thinking, suppose Mr. Larkin's son should fall in love with Diana and want to marry her.
Why, I suppose that's possible. Sure it is.
And then, suppose Mr. Larkin remembered how you'd won out with Mrs. Patterson and married her.
I'm afraid I don't,
And then he refused to let the boy marry Diana, even though he knew he loved her very much. That'd be pretty hard on some young people who weren't to blame, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes, it would, Nettie.
Guess it'd be pretty bad to let an old personal grudge ruin other people's lives. Oh, well, that's none of my business. I'll get your toast.
Nettie.
Yes, sir?
Nettie, I ought to take some time to think about what you've said, but I guess I couldn't talk myself into feeling any better.
Oh, I was just dreaming, Mr. Patterson. That was just supposing. Never happened anyway.
No, but something else might happen if I don't do something about it.
Why, what do you mean?
I mean, you've made me feel how small and mean I am without even saying so. Look, do something for me.
Get your toast?
No. Call Jimmy Ellis and tell him to come over here right away. Then have Diana get dressed and come out.
I won't have to go to all that trouble, Mr. Patterson. They're both out on the front porch. Just a minute. Diana, come on in. Your daddy wants to see you. You come on too, Jimmy.
Nettie. Oh, Nettie. Is everything all right?
I think so, honey. Go on in the dining room.
Oh, I could kiss you. Come on, Jimmy.
Hi, Nettie.
Oh, Daddy. Is everything...
Hello, baby. Come on, sit down. Have some breakfast with me. Come sit down, son. I think it's about time...
No, sometimes the course of true love doesn't run smooth. But it can always be straightened out if you get hold of the right plans.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Hope Emerson. Before we have news about next week's show, how about a curtain call for our star?
Oh, I'd like that very much, Art.
Well, your performance today was superb, Hope, and we're certainly pleased to have you as our guest.
Thank you. And it's a sort of a role I enjoy.
Well, now that the show is over, I wonder if you'd enjoy a little after-the-show snack.
Sounds wonderful. Oh, it looks good, too. What are we having?
Well, along with our coffee creamed with carnation, today we're serving Dutch pantry pie, made from a wonderful new recipe developed by Betty Crocker of General Mills. Try it, won't you? You know, this pie serves six, and it's a complete meat-hearty one-dish meal.
This is delicious, and I want to try it in my own kitchen.
Well, it's made with four famous products from your pantry shelf. The outside is an extra flaky crust made with fine and rich gold medal flour and Wesson oil, the shortening that pours. Inside the pie are morsels of pure pork spam in a creamy, smooth cheese sauce made with wonderful carnation evaporated milk. That's the milk that gives Dutch pantry pie its delicious and failure-proof cheese sauce. No other form of milk has carnations more than double richness.
You know, I've used carnation for years. Say, Art, Where can I get that Dutch pantry pie recipe?
Well, it's in the March 15th issue of Life and 26 other magazines, as well as on display at grocers. And, of course, it's free. I know you and all our listeners will enjoy Dutch pantry pie developed by Betty Crocker of General Mills. And I hope, for your excellent performance, we'd like you to have this remembrance. A bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of carnation evaporated milk.
Why, they're beautiful, Art. Thanks ever so much. And goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Hope Emerson. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Mr. Vincent Price in a romantic story titled The Incredible Truth. And now, here's Mr. Price.
But nobody'd believe a story like this. Here's a girl, her husband dead, supporting a young son crippled by polio, and she's absolutely beaming all through the book. It's impossible.
Thank you, Vincent Price. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this interesting play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Christopher Lake. Supporting Miss Emerson were Theodore Von Eltz, Janet Waldo, Sam Edwards, and Bill Boucher. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking too. It's Carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock, it's time for Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Vincent Price in The Incredible Truth. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.